Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host June Grosso and Michael Best discuss a Supreme Court ruling that gives retroactive effect to a 2012 ruling that banned automatic life without parole sentences for juvenile murderers. The ruling came in the case of Henry Montgomery, a Louisiana man who is still in prison for killing a sheriff's deputy when he was 17 years old in 1963. They spoke with Professor John Donahue of Stanford Law School and Professor Megan Ryan of the Southern Methodist University Dedman School of Law.
Megan, let's start with the question of how it is that the Supreme Court ended up reviewing a criminal sentence that was imposed for life without parole back in 1963.
Well, the Supreme Court recently decided the case of Miller, which changed the rule from what it had previously been. The court sort of reinterpreted the Eighth Amendment in some sense to determine that juveniles who had life without parole imposed in a mandatory way, that was unconstitutional because they had to be considered for parole because of the nature of youth, because they're impulsive, their brains aren't fully formed, etc. And so because the court recently decided that, the question was whether this ruling applies to previously imposed sentences of the same sort.
John, the court even appointed an outside lawyer to argue that the justices needed to wait for a case coming from the federal courts. How did the majority get around that?
Yes, interestingly, that was one of the procedural skirmishes, to use the Sarah Palin language, that existed between the two sets of justices in today's decisions. Essentially, the dissenters said that since this post-conviction proceeding was emanating in a state court, that the federal courts should have no supervisory role at this stage in the process and wait until it was a federal habeas proceeding.
John, we heard Justice Scalia, who was very biting and sarcastic. He also said it was a devious way of eliminating life without parole for juvenile offenders. And yet, Justice Roberts, who was in the dissent in the previous case that this came from, was in the majority in this case. How do you make that out?
Well, I think that Justice Scalia was a little hyperbolic. The case is really not that big a stretch from the prior decisions. And if you think about it this way, consider two individuals who committed the exact same crime, one long ago and one today. The one today could not be given a mandatory sentence of life without the possibility of parole. And so all the decision is essentially saying is we will extend that same privilege to the earlier defendant to allow them to make an appeal to the parole board that they should have their mandatory sentence converted into something that could be subject to parole.